You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of My Happy Mind Conversations, where I want to talk about what is really an age-old debate, but something that I think is super important to get our heads around as parents or teachers, as it relates to being able to build our child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. And that is nature versus nurture. And this is something that has been talked about for so many years, and there are so many different perspectives around it in terms of which one is more dominant, right? Which one matters most when it comes to our children? And the truth is that there are so many perspectives, but what the science tends to lead us towards is the perspective that it's a little bit of both, right? It's not just nature and it's not just nurture. And when we're talking about this issue, what we're really talking about is the extent to which our child's personality, behavior, potential is derived from nature, so our genes and our hereditary factors, or whether it's derived or a product of nurture, right? So those environmental variables like our experiences, how we get raised, the relationships that we have, etc. So what the debate often circles around or centers around is which one's most important, right? Which one's most dominant as it relates to our child's development. And as I said, the science is pretty clear that both matter, right? So if we think about things like our physical appearance, obviously, of course, nature matters. We can often see very clearly the physical characteristics that we've inherited from our parents. If we look at behavior, this is where it can become more controversial, right? Is the behavior something that they've inherited, or is it something that they've learnt, or is it something that's been developed as a result of their environment, of the social interactions that they have, etc.? And that's the bit that I really want to explore today and just share some perspectives on based on the science that we use and the research that we've done in terms of this area. And in particular, I'm going to focus this conversation around character, right? So personality traits or the things about us that make us who we are. So that's the context around which I want to talk about the nature versus nurture debate, because one of the things that you hear me speak a lot about, and I spoke about this a lot two episodes ago, so in episode 14, was around the kind of the thoughts, the stories, the feelings, the beliefs that we hold as parents or as teachers about children, right? The stories that we tell ourselves about our children. And the reason that those stories and those beliefs are so powerful is that they determine the way we feel and the way we act, right? So if we have one set of beliefs about our child's ability to develop or not, that will determine the feelings and then the actions that we take. So if you were to believe, let's say, that your child's character is purely based on nature, right? So it's purely inherited from the child's mother and the child's father, if that was your belief, then you would have a certain set of feelings around that, and that would inform a certain set of actions, right? So if you believe that it was from nature, it may be that you wouldn't take action, right? You wouldn't put any effort into developing those areas of your child's character, because you might have a view that, well, what's the point, right? It's already set, it's predetermined, they inherited it, there's nothing I can do about it, it's not something that can be developed, right? You might have those types of thoughts and perceptions about your child's character if your view is that it's all about nature. And that's why, as I've said many times before on this podcast, it's so important that as parents we're informed not by people's opinions or people's perspectives, but by science, right? By research-backed opinion that is grounded in fact, right? It's grounded in what we know to be true. It's not grounded in what someone thinks to be true. And there's a big difference. And that's why this conversation is really interesting, because I think when we start to understand where character really comes from, which I'm going to talk about today, it allows us to reshape some of those perspectives that we might be having about our child and to take positive action to support them. So the truth is, when it comes to our character, some of it is inherited and some of it is developed, right? So some of it is nature and some of it is nurture. And you will all, I am absolutely sure, be able to see in your children or the children that you teach or the children that you care for, you'll be able to spot things that are from nature. You'll be able to spot, you know, particular characteristics in your child that you think they've inherited from mum or dad. As you're listening to this, you might even be thinking about yourself and thinking, oh yeah, I definitely inherited that from my dad or from my mum or whoever it might be. Maybe it's humour, right? Maybe your mum is just hilarious and has a particularly good sense of humour and you've inherited that, or maybe your partner has that strength and you see that in your children. Maybe it's determination, right? Maybe you notice that they are really, really focused and determined and you can see which parent they've inherited that from. So there are absolutely things that we inherit when it comes to character from our parents, from genetics. Interesting, right? There are absolutely things that we inherit genetically when it comes to our character. But the story doesn't end there. There are things that we inherit. Scientists reckon about 50% of our character is based on those inherited characteristics. And the other 50%, it's based around the experiences that we have, the social situations that we're exposed to, the relationships that we have, and the things that we observe in our environment, the things that we notice about the people that we spend time with. So the other 50% is indeed nurture, right? It can be shaped, it can be developed based on external factors, based on the environment that a child find themselves in. You know, if we take a negative example of this, a child who grows up in a home where there's lots of arguing or where there's lots of physical violence or where there's lots of anger may well pick up on those traits. Likewise, a child who grows up in a very loving home where love and kindness is expressed freely, and there's lots of hugging and there's lots of physical contact and there's lots of gratitude and there's lots of kindness, it's likely that child will pick up those traits too. So when it comes to our children's character, we can say, based on the science, that it is both nature and nurture. So what does this mean then? What does this tell us about what we should be doing or how we should be thinking about developing our child's character? Maybe there's a particular part of your child's character that you would like to work on. Maybe it's bravery, maybe it's determination, maybe it's curiosity, maybe it's love of learning. There's so many different character traits. And the great news is, because we can develop our character, because it's malleable, because it's in part based on our experiences and our exposure to social situations, we can take concerted action and we can have an impact on it. How exciting is that? So now that we know that character can be developed, how does that make you feel? Excited? Hopeful? You know, and this is why it's so important to have science-backed information, to have science-backed perspective shaping what you're ingesting as a parent and a teacher, that you understand this stuff. Because if you did have that view that it was just all about nature, you wouldn't take action. You'd stay where you are because you'd think there's no point. Now you know that it's also based on nurture, on it can be shaped, it can be developed. It's going to lead you to take a different set of actions. And my advice around this to parents is very much around focusing on one thing, right? So if you have a child or you work with a child or you support a child who you really feel needs some additional support when it comes to their determination or their curiosity or their kindness or whatever it might be, just focus on one thing. And know that your child or your child that you're supporting or your child that you're teaching will be informed not just by what you tell them, but also by what you show them. I think often as parents and carers, we jump to telling a child how they should feel or how they should act or how they should behave, telling them what's right, telling them what's wrong. And we forget that one of the most impactful ways that a child learns, that a child approaches life, is based on what they see, based on what they observe, and it's based on what they experience. So how can we shape those other environmental factors, not just what we tell them, but what they experience, what they feel? How can we shape those factors around that character strength that you want to support, that you want to develop? You know, supporting a child to develop their character is so much more than just telling them, this is something we're going to work on, this is something you're going to improve on. They hear enough of that at school, whether it's maths or literacy or whatever it might be. And our role as parents and carers is to create the environment in which that strength can flourish. It's not to tell them what to do. It's not to tell them they should do this or they shouldn't do that. It's to create an environment whereby they're exposed to that strength and to support them, to help them to adopt that strength by role modelling and by letting them have the experience of that strength. Because, you know, when a child experiences the benefits of a strength, guess what? They're going to want to use it. When a child experiences kindness over and over and over again, they're going to want to use it. When a child experiences gratitude, they're going to want to use it. When a child sees the benefit of these strengths, they're going to want to use it. So think less about what do I need to tell them and think more about what do I need to help them experience? How can I help them explore this strength through experience? Not just through what I think they should do or what I tell them to do. And yes, it requires a bit more thought, but it's also way more effective than telling them. Chances are, if your child has got a strength that you'd like to develop, you've already tried the telling them strategy, right? You've already said you need to be kinder or you need to be more determined. I'm pretty sure it's not worked for you, right? So why not play around with creating an experience through which they get to see that strength at play, feel that strength at play, feel its impact, feel its action. And this is so much what we do in the My Happy Mind for Families program, is we create experiences for families so that together they experience these different things that we know help with character development, whether it's gratitude or kindness. And when you can experience that with your child and they see you going through that process as well, you'll have even more bang for your buck. So I hope this has been an interesting, reflective episode that's allowed you to really think about what's guiding your approach. Are you focused on the nature side of things or the nurture side of things? Where is it that you sit on this debate? Now knowing that the science says it's definitely a little bit of both, what opportunities have you got to focus on supporting your child with a particular area of their character development? Would love to hear what you think of the episode, as always. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back soon with more goodness. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.